Ah, good morning. Nice to meet you. I apologize that we have to meet at such an early hour, but as I'm sure my assistant explained to you, I'm fairly well booked and I don't really have the time to accept new clients. However, I did agree to take you on though because of your unique issue. Yes, as my assistant explained to me, you are experiencing, I guess the best way to describe it is spontaneous ejaculations. Is that correct? I see. And as this sometimes happens in public, you requested to have a session over this as a video conference call instead of coming in person. Well, I don't typically do this. I actually had to have my assistant set it up. She's one of these techie types. She also said you requested to have this session with my camera off, so while I can see you, you can see me. Is that also correct? I see. Well, as I said, I myself am not very familiar with the tech side of things. So, is this working properly? Okay, perfect then. Now, I'd like to go ahead and dive into this problem you're having by starting out with a few questions. Is that okay? Great. Now, first off, how often do you experience these spontaneous ejaculations? A few times a week? Okay. And have you noticed any triggering factors? What I mean by that is any sort of outside stimuli that precedes an event. Be that physical, visual, perhaps oral? Visual? Okay, so you see something, let's say arousing or pleasing to the eye, and you proceed to have a release. Interesting. So, what is it you find yourself looking at that inspires such a vigorous response? Women? That is quite broad. Could you be more specific? I mean, are these women you know? Just strangers on the bus or on the street? Okay. So, what is it that draws your eye to these women? So their physical attributes, specifically their breasts, it sounds like. And especially if they're large. Is that your thing? Large-breasted women? I see. So, a significant trigger for you is women you find attractive. Is that why you requested that my assistant turn off my camera? You didn't want to see me because you thought I might be distracting? Afraid that I might be your type? Interesting. Do you masturbate often? Sir, it's nothing to be ashamed about. Self-gratification is completely normal and healthy. So I'll ask again, how often do you masturbate? Daily? Do you often find yourself fantasizing about these women as you touch yourself? You do. Okay. And while you're masturbating, well, firstly, what is your preferred method of masturbation? Are you using toys or vibrators or just your hand? Okay, your hand. Very traditional. Do you apply any lubrication? Okay, so while you're masturbating and you've got your hand gripped tightly around your looped penis, you're stroking it up and down, getting closer and closer. that feeling as you're nearing completion, that feeling of impending release, do you experience the same sensation before one of these spontaneous events? You do? But just for a moment? I think your primary issue here is lack of self-control, and it's manifesting itself physically. Well, you seem to be very fixated on these women, almost to the point of obsession, and then your overactive imagination gets you on the edge. And because of your lack of control, you tip right over that edge into a full physical release. Yes, it is quite a serious issue. We need to examine the different underlying aspects, but I feel the most pressing problem is the physical issue, so I'd like to address that first. Well, I would like to try a little exercise. First, I presume you're currently somewhere in your home where you have some privacy? Perfect. Now I'd like you to unzip and pull out your penis, please. Well, yes, I am serious. I would like to try an exercise of restraint, and this will be the best and most direct method. Don't worry, sir. My sessions are always confidential. You've said you're in a private place already. My office door is locked, and my assistant assured me that nothing is being recorded. This is strictly a therapeutic stroking exercise, and it will stay just between us, okay? So again, I ask, please unzip and pull out your penis. I can see you're already quite erect. Now, what I'd like you to do is this the room you usually masturbate in? Is your lubrication nearby? Okay, go ahead and grab that for me. Perfect. Now, apply a good amount to your penis. Very good. Now, start stroking for me. Okay, you may want to pace yourself and not be quite so eager. We're attempting to practice self-control here. Good, just like that. Try to remain at that pace for a little while. Now, I'd like you to try and clear your mind. I know at this moment it's probably flooded with images of these large-breasted women you've been staring at, but I'd like you to try and just focus on the act of stroking itself. Feel your hand moving up and down your erect penis. Notice how easily it glides as your penis is so slick with the lubrication. That's it. Just stay in that rhythm. Up and down. Up and down. Good. You're doing well so far. Just try to stay relaxed. Stay in a moment. Control your breathing. Don't get too worked up yet. Keep yourself from getting overexcited. Good. Try to keep your mind clear and just focus on my instructions. I see a bit of pre-eculate is starting to flow. Did you start picturing those women again? No? Then I'm surprised you're already beginning to leak while stroking at this slow pace. What was it that triggered? Me? Sir, you don't even know what I look like. My voice? You think my voice is hot? Fascinating. Do you often find yourself being orally stimulated? Don't stop stroking. Don't slow down. We're still in the middle of the exercise. No, you were saying? You don't? So, there's something particular about my voice that entices you. I see. Well, I'm afraid that's something that just can't be helped at the moment. You'll just need to work that much harder to restrain yourself in spite of the arousing quality you find in my voice. Now, keep stroking. And I would also like you to speed up a bit. Good. Now, keep that up for me. I'm noticing that you're breathing a bit heavier. At that point, I imagine you're experiencing that familiar feeling. The pleasure is spilling and building. The desire to release is welling up inside you as you inch closer and closer to the edge. But even though you're struggling, as I see more and more of the pre-eculate flowing, dripping down your shaft, mixing with the lubrication, making your penis even slicker. I do see you desperately fighting your urges. Good. As you're rapidly approaching that moment, that feeling just before you release, you're on the edge. I want you to stay right on that edge. Keep stroking. But don't allow yourself to release. Excellent. You're doing so well. Don't stop. Keep stroking for me. Yes, that's it. Keep up the stroking. Feel that intense buildup of pleasuring beginning to be released. Yes, you're doing so well. Keep going. Don't stop. Oh, I'm sorry. It looks like that's our time. You can stop stroking now. Well, yes, the session is over. I told you I'm very busy and I have a limited window in which to see you. Well, yes, I know you weren't able to finish. But that was sort of the point of the exercise. You made some good progress and you were able to control yourself. Now, to further display the level of control you have, I'd like you to hold off on any release or sexual gratification until our next session. Yes, I know that will be difficult for you, but I need you to try. And if you do well enough, maybe we can have one of these sessions in person. In my office. I look forward to it. Now, if you'll speak with my assistant, she'll set up your next appointment. Until next time.